This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Time now for the Weekend Outlook, where we take a look at what's happening on the arts and culture scene. Joining us from the Cape Cod Times newsroom is Cape Week editor Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Steve.
Kathy, the sharks are back in Chatham, but they're on land this time.
They are. It seems like Chatham officials have kind of tried to decide to make lemonade out of what the town has become nationally known for. They've got several shark-related activities, and that's going to be going on all summer. It starts this weekend. They've got a public art installation called Sharks in the Park. There's 54 5-foot-long cutout sharks that have been painted by local artists with scenes and other designs. And those are all set up at Kate Gould Park in the center of town. There's also going to be a concert there at 2 o'clock Saturday by the Celtic Trio to kind of kick off that event. Those sharks are going to be on display until June 2nd, and then they're going to be moved around town so that people can have different shark sightings in different places. Until August 1st. And then there's going to be a gala that they're going to auction off all of the artwork and raise the money toward a shark and marine life education center in Chatham. But then on Memorial Day weekend, starting Friday the 24th, there's going to be 36 additional painted sharks, smaller ones, that are going to set up in businesses around town. And families can get cards so they can kind of go on a scavenger hunt around the downtown, see if they can find all the sharks. And then there's a different kind of scavenger hunt for adults. They've got the bars and the restaurants there, each creating their own shark tale. And adults can get a card so that they can go around from bar to bar and try the different new drinks and vote for their favorites. And then somebody's going to get a trophy at the end of the summer.
And in Provincetown, it's going to be a particularly busy weekend. Among other fun events, there's going to be a monumental yard sale.
Yes, that's what they call it. It's townwide. It's both Saturday and Sunday. The shops are going to have big sales on their items, but residents are also invited to set up their own yard sales so you can go from street to street and find all kinds of unusual things in Provincetown, I'm sure. And this is happening at the same time as Restaurant Week, so a lot of the restaurants have special discounted menus. And also the art galleries are having a stroll from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday. Then at the Crown and Anchor, there's two different kinds of music going on there this weekend. At the Crown and Anchor, there are two shows Saturday night of the Let's Make a Diva review, and that's going to include songs and comedy, and they spoof classic TV shows like Gilligan's Island. And then there's a different kind of music. The Outer Cape Chorale and Chamber Singers are performing a 21st Century Choral Masterpieces concert. They're doing that at 7 o'clock Friday and Saturday at Provincetown Hall. And then they're moving that Sunday down to Nauset Regional Middle School in Orleans. And these are all very new pieces by composers just in the last few years. So it's probably music people haven't heard before.
And Kathy, also this weekend, there are a couple of festivals happening on the Cape.
These are on the Upper Cape. The Bourne Historical Society is hosting a pirate festival from 11 o'clock to 3 on Saturday at the Uptuxet Museum Complex. That's going to include a pirate's parade at 1 o'clock, a treasure hunt, all kinds of kids' activities, and crafters and vendors are going to be there for what they're calling a thieves' market. Then Heritage Museum and Gardens is going to start its annual Rhododendron Festival. That's going to start from 10 to 5 on Saturday. But that goes through May 26th, and there's all kinds of activities and talks and that kind of thing going on during the various days. But the stars of the show are really more than 100 varieties of rhododendrons that are all in bloom up in that whole complex. So this is a great time of year to go and see them.
What a lot of great events to choose from. To find out more about all of these and so much else that's happening this weekend on the Cape and Islands, check out the Cape Week section in the Cape Cod Times. You can find links along with audio of this conversation at our website, capeandislands.org. Kathy Scrizzy Driscoll, thank you as always for speaking with us.
Thank you, Steve.